These are the headline stories from the newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 8, 1918. According to University of Illinois Professor H.A. Harding, Elgin residents, and possibly those who reside in New Orleans, are paying less for milk than other parts of the nation. Harding, a chief of the Dairy Husbandry Division at the U of I, made his comments to Elgin physicians at the YMCA. Harding also indicated that milk prices would likely advance in early September. He suggested the current demand for beef and its high price is causing farmers to sell dairy cattle for slaughter. Harding also offered the suggestion that Elgin pass a milk ordinance to ensure the purity of the local milk product. City physician A.L. Mann has also recommended such an ordinance, citing the effectiveness of such a situation in Champaign, Illinois. An appeal is being made to gather 100 volunteers to register Elgin's baby population. The call came from Dr. Ralph T. Hinton of the Elgin State Hospital, who serves as chair of the Children's Hygiene Committee. Hinton indicated the enumeration of infants is part of a national effort similar to the military's draft and seeks to gather information to support governmental plans to build a nationwide network to gauge the needs of welfare work, maternity protection, school nursing, children's dispensaries, and for the correcting of infantile defects. Volunteers will begin enrolling children 6 years and younger beginning on May 14th. Demands for an increase in wages was called for by the Executive Committee of the Amalgamated Association of Electric Streetcar and Railway Employees. The group represents workers from the Elgin, Aurora, and Chicago Railway. Serious financial difficulties face the rail company, and it's reported the wage demand will likely be refuted. L.J. Wolf, president of the rail company, was presented the workers' demands. A raise was offered to Elgin School Superintendent Robert J. White. White was re-engaged by the School Board of Education for another year and was given a $200 annual increase in salary. His salary for the coming term will be $2,700. Board Secretary Jesse M. Manley will also be given a $5 a month raise, bringing his salary to $100 a month. These are the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.